Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This weekend, beginning of next week, everybody's going to be looking at Virginia. And whatever happens in Virginia, because Virginia was normal not too very long ago. I would even count them as being normal when they had McAuliffe as governor. But if it can happen in Virginia, it could possibly happen anywhere. And where I live, for example, South Carolina, we have a very complex makeup within the state, especially in the Midlands, down towards the coast, Charleston, all the historic areas. That's a sort of democratic, sort of leftist. So joining me tonight, because he has an uphill battle as well, is Representative Josiah Magnuson from the 38th District in Spartanburg, South Carolina, of the South Carolina State House. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's good to be with you.
Thank you. You and some of your colleagues in the South Carolina House are trying to proactively put some things in place, because we got a couple of things happening in the state of South Carolina that's sort of, you know, anti-gun. What are you trying to do?
Yes, sir. So myself and Representative Stuart Jones of Lawrence County have introduced a bill that would keep South Carolina from basically implementing any new federal gun control laws. We would not allow any state funding to be used for gun control. We've not allowed any state agencies to do that. It's the principle of anti-commandeering to say the federal government can't commandeer our state resources to do something that's unconstitutional.
How much help are you getting in that? Because politics, a lot of people look at South Carolina and think we're just deep red. That's not the case, is it?
Well, depends how you define deep red, I guess. If you mean Republican, we certainly have a lot of Republicans in office. But if you mean willing to take a stand for conservative values, you know, certainly not all of our people are willing to do that. So, you know, you have to have some courage and you have to have some boldness, and not necessarily everybody in office does that. Sometimes it's just about getting the donations from the big special interests or just getting reelected.
Right. How are the bills you guys are looking at, how are they being received within the South Carolina State House?
Well, I think the people of the state are definitely excited about them. I think that we're anywhere we go, people realize the need to defend the Second Amendment, and they see that we don't want to go down that route of Virginia. We need to be proactive and take a stand. But I think in the state House and the state Senate is sometimes a different story, because, again, it's just a matter of not wanting to do anything that's too controversial that would get media attention. So I think it's going to be an uphill battle. I think there's going to be a lot of, we're going to need for the people of the state to really speak out and get involved, because otherwise, you know, there's not, that's the only thing that's going to get this done.
You've been in office for about 4 years now. Now, don't we normally have some, we always have assault weapon ban bills and all these other things, especially since the Charleston Rampage killing. They're always wanting, they now refer to that as the Charleston loophole, which is a federal law that the Democrats wrote, but it's the Charleston loophole now. We have normally just a swath of anti-gun proposals put forward in the House, don't we?
Yes, we do. We've had several different ones. We've had a red flag law introduced. We've had bills to tax gun purchases. We've had a lot of different things that would infringe on the Second Amendment. Fortunately, those have all been Democrats, not in actual Democrats.
Yeah.
They've all been Democrats in name that have introduced those ones.
How close would you think we might be to going the way of Virginia? Because, you know, we don't have the population centers are pretty evenly spaced out, and we only have like three of them that I, well, maybe three and a half, four population centers in the state of South Carolina. And they're all very unique, like Columbia. You're out of Spartanburg, for example. What do you think of Columbia?
Yeah.
What do you think of the makeup of Columbia? If you had to put a tag on it, what would you call it? I mean, there's no way to just use one word. I know that.
Well, if I could use one word, that's a great question. I would call it the swamp.
Yeah.
It's muggy, and you know, in terms of its weather, and it's certainly swampy in terms of its you know, political atmosphere. So it is a big club, and you know, normal people ain't in it, as is said.
Well, I mean, you got the University of South Carolina right behind the seat of government. Then you got Fort Jackson, and then you got the fringes of the Clyburn country right in there, where everything has James Clyburn's name on it. And then right across the street from the State House, it's in the city limits of Columbia, South Carolina, where Mayor Steve Benjamin thinks that he is the sheriff of Nottingham.
Well, and he certainly seems to believe he can do things that, you know, override our Constitution. And it's very disappointing that the city of Columbia has done is in open violation of South Carolina law, not just the Constitution, but existing law. State law has said for a number of years now that no subdivision of the state, no municipal government or county government can pass any ordinance that, you know, deals with gun laws. They can't pass gun control at the local level. But he went ahead and did a red flag law. And Attorney General, actually, Alan Wilson, wrote him a letter, a sternly worded letter saying this is illegal. So we'll see what happens, you know, going forward. But local governments are not allowed to pass gun control in South Carolina, and the ones that have done that, you know, have faced some legal penalties, and you know, I think we need to make it even stronger than what's already happened.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in the next segment. But are there any other areas in South Carolina that tries to get out there and go off the reservation and say, you know what, we have to do things to save lives?
Well, so far we haven't seen a whole lot.
Just Columbia.
I think that Columbia is pretty much alone, but we have seen, like, the city of Greenville. I was involved in getting the city of Greenville to get back on track about a year ago. They were harassing a constituent of mine who was carrying a rifle, actually an American Revolutionary War rifle.
Right.
And you know, you're allowed to do that legally, but they had an ordinance against that at the city level. And so they ended up repealing their ordinance after the Attorney General got involved in that one.
So what is the law regarding that? I did not know that you can open carry a rifle or just that type of rifle.
So yes, any kind of gun that's a long gun, that's a rifle, you can currently legally open carry in South Carolina. What's not legal in South Carolina is open carry of a handgun. And now 45 states have open handgun carry, but South Carolina does not.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too. I do want to talk about that too. Now this is going to be airing later on WORD in Greenville, South Carolina. For people to get in touch with you, how can they do that to help you out?
Well, I love WORD. I love Tara and Bobby Mack. They do a great job of getting the real news out for our area.
Right.
The best way to get in touch with me really is to go to my website, magnusonsd.com, and all that information is there. But you can also go to my Facebook and message me directly, facebook.com/magnusonsd, and you can email me and get my phone number and all that on my website.
We'll be right back with Representative Josiah Magnuson from the 38th District in South Carolina. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking with Representative Josiah Magnuson from the 38th District of Spartanburg in South Carolina. Getting out here and saying that, it's almost like it's insulting, like you wouldn't be if you were trying to do something else. But you're just trying to stop a few things before they become problematic. But do you think that would really stop the Democrats?
Well, we certainly hope that what we're doing will be effective. You know, I mean, there's so much that we have to face. It's always an uphill battle. But the again, what's on the books in the state, you know, is already on the books. And the city of Columbia, you know, what we were talking last segment,
right,
is in violation of the law. So it shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't, this shouldn't be a hard fight. And like what we were saying when we went off, is it's still pretty isolated right now. So as long as we take action effectively, you know, we're not in a, you know, we're not behind the eight ball, but we just got to keep ahead of the curve.
Let me ask you a question procedurally. How do they, I mean, did Steve Benjamin, the mayor of Columbia, did he just get up there and say, you know what? We need a red flag law. Make it so. Like, he was Captain Picard. Was there a council vote on this? How did that work out?
Yes, sir. It's a ordinance. So it would have taken a council vote. The City Council of Columbia has become sort of progressively more liberal over the last few years. And, you know, that's where it goes back to the people being involved. And, you know, if you don't keep up with what's going on and you don't get involved, especially at the local government, a lot of people don't understand how important local government is and, you know, the municipal government. And, you know, that's what ultimately happens is the Democrats are not going to ever stop fighting. The liberals are not going to stop fighting. And that's what happened in Columbia.
Now, and I don't know if you would know this or not, but is Sheriff Leon of Richland County, is he down with this? Is this something he's in favor of? Because, you know, I used to talk with him on a regular basis when I had a radio show down there, and he did not seem to be, but, you know, things change. How what is his reaction to what's happening in the city?
It's a great question. I haven't heard exactly from him specifically on it, so I wouldn't want to comment too much. I know most of the sheriffs in South Carolina that I have heard from are very much opposed to new gun control. And there's a lot of them that are even for constitutional carry now. So I think that the movement and the education for the Second Amendment is taking hold, but just in certain places, in specific places, it's not. So we just got to do a better job of sort of letting the message percolate into those places.
Now, let's talk a little bit about a couple of things that I know have had resistance in the House. One is constitutional carry or permitless carry, as they call it. And there's 16 states that have it. Their crime did not go up. And for some reason, now I'm not saying this is about you, but you, Jonathan Hill, and everybody else, you guys seem to be pretty tuned up to it. But you guys are young. You guys are new. The establishment guys, like when Senator Larry Martin was in place, did you ever get to work with that cat?
I did briefly, and as an activist, I did have a opportunity to, you know, talk with him a little bit before I was elected.
Okay,
but.
He was quite the, he had quite the thought pattern going on in his head, didn't he?
Well, he did, and a lot of our, you know, again, sort of milquetoast Republicans do, and they don't want to see a whole lot of changes, and somehow there's this idea out there that, well, if we have open carry, if we have permitless carry, you know, we're going to see a whole bunch of shootings, and people are going to all, you know, the world's going to fall apart. And the reality is it's just simply not true. I mean, you can look at the facts. Like I said, you know, before, 45 states have open carry for handguns. And as you mentioned, 16 have full constitutional carry. So,
right,
you know, we're not seeing that. We're seeing in Maine, for example, the crime rate's actually gone down in the years since they passed constitutional carry. In South Carolina, the crime rate is going up. So, we need to turn it back around. We need to give people the ability to defend their families and their neighbors, and that's what you get when you get constitutional carry.
Yeah, Larry Martin told me that would enable criminals to carry guns, and he told me about open carry that the police, for some reason, now you're right, 45 states do have open carry, but according to the former senator, I love saying that, the former senator Larry Martin. The cops would not be able to tell the difference between the bad guys and the good guys. I guess the other 45 states have just super genius cops, and the South Carolina cops are idiots.
That's a terrible way to look at it, but it must be. That must be what it is. It's we know that's not true, and it's the law enforcement doesn't have a problem. If somebody is out shooting innocent people, then they're probably a criminal, right? It's pretty easy to tell if somebody is defending them, you know, themselves from a shooter. Then they're not. So there's no real problem. And if there is, you can always go to court and, you know, it's easy to deal with. It's no different than a normal crime scene. I mean, it's just so anyway, the idea that we're going to have anarchy in the streets is bizarre. And it's just a way of.
Well, they've always said that. They've always said that.
Right.
Yeah, they've always said that. I mean, when in the 80s, when Florida came out with permits, it was going to be blood in the streets. There was going to be shootings over parking spots and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, you got the last ham, so feel your hand, that kind of thing. So, you know, and that's never borne out. It's never borne out. Did you know? Because I'm trying to help out the good representative here. He fights a bunch of ignorant people. Did you know that the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence did a study thinking they were going to find a bunch of killers called concealed carry killers, and they found out, they studied Texas, and they found out that concealed carry permit holders commit less crime than law enforcement. And that if you did not have a concealed carry permit in Texas, you were 7 times more likely to commit a crime than a concealed carry permit holder.
That's very good. I did not realize that.
Yeah, anyway. And I mean, so.
That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, we're coming up on the next break. I do want to talk about open carry and a few other things with you. And I also want to talk about this rifle thing, because I didn't know that until you just now told me. I should have. One more time, tell everybody how to find you and help you out.
Yes, sir. So, my website is MagnussonSC.com, MagnussonSC.com. And you can go on there, find out my vision for South Carolina, and get all my contact information, and shoot me a message.
One of the young Turks out there banging heads together. I dig this. I'm liking this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
All things are quiet on Capitol Hill as lawmakers have a 3-day weekend, with Monday being Martin Luther King Day. The impeachment trial against President Trump will start on Tuesday, and Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has a message for Democrats regarding witnesses.
If it turns out and the Republican base sees that this looks like only Democrat witnesses and no presidential witnesses, I guarantee that the Republican base will punish those people who set up that kind of scenario. If it looks like a kangaroo court, the Republican base is going to be very, very unhappy.
Paul speaking there on Fox News, and the feds are charging 3 men for a scheme to use yachts to smuggle illegal Chinese immigrants from the Bahamas to Florida. 40 Chinese immigrants paid thousands of dollars to sneak into the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are on the eve, well, not quite the eve. In Virginia, there's sort of an ambush happening. A really bad happening unfolding right in front of us. And in my home state of South Carolina, there's a group of young lawmakers. I'm not saying they're young men, although most of them are younger than me, but that doesn't take a whole lot to go to. Trying to prevent this from happening, and one of them is Representative Josiah Magnuson from the 38th District of Spartanburg. The big problem for you to pass anything pro-gun is not getting it through the House, but getting it past the Senate, isn't it?
That's correct, yes.
Well, is it because of the rules of the Senate are written that way to where, is it like one senator that can stop the process?
So, yes, so the House is still not it's not necessarily really friendly toward gun rights. We have, I would say, just a little bit more than majority that are really for the Second Amendment. And we're, you know, kind of teetering on the edge there in the House. But we can, when we really want to, we can get pro-gun bills through the House. But you're right, the Senate is the biggest hurdle. Like you say, the one senator can pretty much stop it. It's similar to the filibuster in the U.S. Senate, but it's a minority report type of thing, and they can put their name on a bill, and then it takes a two-thirds majority vote of the Senate to break that filibuster, and with something called special order, and then that puts it on the docket, on the agenda, to be debated.
How many just regular type legislative items actually make it out of the Senate? Just a guess.
Very few. Very few. So it just, as a whole, it's always difficult to get legislation through the Senate. And in recent years, I think it's gotten worse because I think that's probably a good thing because the we don't want a whole lot of liberty restricting legislation to come through. And we've had some senators over there that have been fighting for for what's right recently, you know, in the past past few years. So that's been, in my mind, a good thing. But, of course, the other, you know, it's a double-edged sword because you can't get stuff through that, you know, that's good for, you know, the state and good for liberty as well. So it's just, the, you know, the way the rules are written, and you got to work with it.
So in the event that you guys were successful in the House, then the real work begins, huh, trying to get it through the Senate.
Yes, and the and really what it comes down to is if we can get all the Republicans to vote together, we can overcome the, you know, this filibusters, the
right.
filibusters. So that's what it, that's why it's a big problem, that if we have Republicans that are not real Republicans, and I'll just tell you the ones that, you know, pretty much hold things up, I'll tell you their names. It's Hugh Levin,
sure.
Luke Rankin, and Sandy Sinn. And those are the ones that they need. And there's a few others that are kind of waffle, but those people, they need their districts to hold them accountable, contact them and say, hey, look, what are you doing? Why are we not able to pass, you know, whether it's pro-life bills or, you know, pro-liberty bills, pro-Second Amendment bills? What are, you know, are you going to stand up for conservative ideas or not? And I think if some of these that are waffling Republicans, would take more of a stand, then we wouldn't have a problem, and we
right.
would be able to do so much that's you know, helpful for South Carolina.
How old is Hugh Leatherman? Is he like 127 years old? How old is he?
he's in his 80s. I don't know exactly, but he's been there for over 30 years. he's the Methuselah. He's kind of the kingpin of the Senate.
See, for you guys to understand, as you're sitting there, there's been, and this may be before your time, do you know who Jakey Knox is?
Yes, yeah.
there are a lot of politicians in South Carolina, and they don't do it for the money, because what does a senator get paid in the U.S. Senate? 12 grand? 15 grand?
In the state Senate, it's a little over $10,000 a year.
$10,000?
In South Carolina, yeah.
And what about for you guys, for the guys in the House? Same?
It's the same, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're not doing it
so
for the money.
It's not a big, yeah, no. We don't get paid very much, but sometimes it's the connections, and you can get little tax credits for your business and all that sort of thing, and you know, you have a nonprofit, sometimes you can get a $1 million check for that.
Yeah.
So there's different ways of, you know, that they can get their money. So,
South, I mean,
all
we,
that
we had
to change, too.
We had a time in South Carolina where Senator Fritz Hollings was in his 70s or 80s, and he was the junior senator when Strom Thurmond was senator, because he stayed in there till he was 100. So South Carolina politics is a fun little thing. And the reason I'm bringing all of this up is because you are just trying to, at the very best that you can do right now in the makeup of the South Carolina legislative body, as far as gun rights are concerned, the very best you can do is just maintain the status quo because of the way the stupid rules are written for the Senate.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that's the case. We don't like to think of it that way. I mean, there's a lot that we are able to get done, but sometimes that's all we can do. You know, is it better for the – who was it that said – was it Jefferson that said that the no man is safe if the legislature is in session? So – sometimes that is what we have to work toward.
Yeah,
is just keeping things the way they are and keep them from getting worse at least.
Well, no, see the thing that the encouragement of this is that you and Jonathan Hill and some of your other colleagues, you guys are tomorrow's senators, and I think the story being taught or the lesson being taught for up and coming politicians in South Carolina is that the actual producers that actually perform and everything can stay in office, because the days of the political machine that used to run South Carolina, I think they're sort of coming to a close, and people are dying out and all this other stuff, and you know, you're laying a very good foundation for what's going to happen tomorrow. But
yes,
I do want to ask
you
this.
I like to think so, too.
Yeah.
I like to think that we'll continue to see the uprising of we the people. You know, it's not about me and I know Jonathan and everyone, you know, Stuart, we would all say it's not about us. It's about the people of the state, and we're only in office because people have seen the need and,
right.
And are taking action.
Well, I mean, it's not a sprint. The reason Virginia looks so bad is they're making their tyrannical bend. That's becoming a sprint. They are running as fast as they can, and the devil's going to be in the details, and we'll see how that goes. But for you guys trying to actually reform the way the state does business, that's not a sprint. That's a marathon, and you guys are young enough to get it done. So I have high hopes for the future of the state.
Well, thank you. I'm honored for you to say that.
Well,
it means a lot.
Well, I'll tell you this. We're about to come up on the break, but any politician that can look at me in the eye and tell me I don't mind you carrying a gun, in fact, I sort of like the idea of it. I know that you're going to be pretty conservative in every other way. I know it. So for me, that little, it's not really a litmus test, but, you know, like when I, at one time I supported Larry Martin, and then I wasn't very integral to him being unelected, but I sure did my level best to do my part. So when he revealed his true self to me. So anyway, hang on for me one more time there, Representative. We'll be right back. We're talking to Representative Josiah Magnuson, 38th District of Spartanburg, South Carolina. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Representative Josiah Magnuson from the 38th District of South Carolina, from the State House. Let me ask you a question. One of the problems with not having any open carry in South Carolina means that if I'm looking for a new pair of Tom McCann shoes, which is before your time, I know that, and I reach up and I flash my gun, I have broken the law.
That's right. Yeah, you could, in theory, you can be arrested for showing your gun. There's not a whole lot you can do about it. I mean, it's supposed to be willful, you know, but, they could get you on it. And that's something that it's just bizarre because it's as if people act like seeing a gun is the problem. And we talked about what is the response of law enforcement to this. A lot of law enforcement that I talk to that's pro Second Amendment, they say, you know, actually seeing guns, around in the culture, makes for a more safe environment. Having guns visible is not the problem. Sometimes it actually makes us more safe.
Yeah. Is there any way to mitigate that? I mean, I don't have the data on how many people in South Carolina lose their permits for cause. I would imagine if it was a high number, we would be hearing about this from the anti-gunners, but I've never heard any figures on that. So I'd imagine it's pretty low. And, that's the only reason open carry would open that up. What do people talk about when you guys start talking about open carry, for example? That's like a hot button, isn't it?
It is, for those same reasons. I think people are just skeptical of it, and it's not necessarily been something where they've been educated about the issue as much as really they should be. And I think very few people know the degree to which most of the country has open carry, but South Carolina is just so far behind the curve on that.
South Carolina and Florida are the only two shall issue states that don't have it. Did you know that? All the other states are may issue.
It's California, Florida, and New York, I think, or California, Illinois, and New York, right?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken.
So that means New Jersey has a provision for, I mean, think about that. They have a provision for open carry. I don't know what it is because they only give out about 400 permits a year. Hawaii has one if you meet certain criteria, but they don't give out any permit to anybody that's not a security guard. They're in court right now over that one. They're going to probably lose that one, but we'll see how that goes. But, I mean, I just find it sort of interesting that here in South Carolina where I understand – it's sort of the reverse. It used to be that you had to have a permit to carry concealed, but you can carry it. Most states, you can carry concealed, but you can carry in the open without a permit.
Right. And that's all. So that's an interesting story of how that all came about. The, you know, originally in, you know, South Carolina, you could carry a gun and there was no problem. The reason that that changed was in 1962, the Jim Crow, sort of the civil rights era, you know, came about, and they actually did not want, you know, African-Americans to be able to carry a weapon. And so in 1962, they, you know, passed these the first concealed carry laws. And in practice, no African-Americans were able to carry a weapon. So that's still a holdover from that. Now some of the law was reformed in 1996. But ultimately, the concept of the concealed carry permit is still, you know, a Jim Crow idea.
So then comes the next part, the whole rifle thing. I mean, I've been told by certain members of law enforcement that you can't open carry a rifle. I guess this is not a very well-known provision, or we just don't test it, or how does that work?
The okay, so my understanding is that in South Carolina, you can open carry a rifle. Shouldn't be a problem with that. So maybe I might be wrong, but he might be thinking about a different state. I'm not sure, because I think it is pretty clear that that you can carry a long gun in the open anywhere in South Carolina.
I might have to double check that one. Would you double check that one and let me know?
Yes, I'll be happy to do that, to look at the see for sure in the code what it says.
So
we've had a number of different situations that have tested that, and it's always been the case. Sometimes law enforcement themselves don't know what the law is, but
yeah.
You know, imagine that. Unfortunately, but normally you can open carry a long gun. Just not a handgun.
Right. This is my final pathway I want to take you down. With back to the Columbia situation with them trying to basically establish their own little fife, and how do they intend to, like, have a red flag order? Would this extend to people that work in the city limits, live in the city limits? If you're driving through the city?
So my understanding of it would be you have to live in the city limits, and it would apply to you if you're in the city limits. And the thing about these red flag laws is it's if you're mentally unstable, you know, they can take your gun. And who defines that? You know, there's no real way of doing that. Quickly, it will dissolve and you know, become this, you know, I think it'll become a political form, you know, a form of political harassment for dissidents. And, you know, that's where the Soviet Union, you know, as well as many other communist nations, ended up calling political dissidents, you know, mental, you know, they said they had mental health problems.
Yep.
So that's something that I'm very careful of, that we don't start labeling our political opponents mentally insane and then saying we can take their rights because of that.
Well, that's what they're doing in Virginia right now. One of the senators in Virginia, one of the representatives, said that anybody that is for gun rights is mentally ill. So they're already trying to do that. That's one of those things that you're calling that one straight down the line. Is there any point that you guys will look at this, that Alan Wilson could look at the mayor and say, we have a warrant for your arrest, Mr. Mayor. You have broken the law. Is this a criminal violation, a civil violation?
Right now, there's very little teeth in the existing law, and that's where we come back to the Second Amendment Preservation Act. We need to pass something to where these people will either lose their job or face criminal penalties, because you're exactly right. We have to be able to hold them accountable and enforce these things. It's not enough to just say that the state legislature preempts any gun control legislation at the local level. We have to also be able to enforce that and you know, put some teeth in it. So we're going to keep fighting for it, and we're going to keep, you know, looking to protect the Second Amendment and do what we have to do legally to make sure that, that everyone's rights are defended.
Hmm. You guys have got an uphill battle, and if you need any help from me, let me know. Because I've told you what I got at my disposal. I'll bring it to you, and I'll let you have it, and you can just do it, and I'll just stand by and look at you guys go for it.
Well, thank you. Well, we'll certainly work together, and this is both a legislative effort as well as an educational effort, and so we need talk show hosts, we need, you know, newspaper writers, we need
voters.
People on the street to spread the message.
Voters need voters. You need
we
civic
do need voters.
You need civic participation. That's the heart of activism, civic participation. So thank you very much for taking the time out from your schedule to join me tonight. And, this will be – I'll send you all the links to this, and you can pass it around all you want, and it'll be on WORD late tomorrow or Sunday night, but it'll be on.
That's wonderful. Discussing all these issues with you, this is a great opportunity.
Very good, sir. Stay safe, and I'll be in touch. Any one of these states out here can go the way of Virginia in one election cycle. And if we don't have the due diligence, they will. We'll be right back. Going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.